Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is B'Metzia daf Nun Dalid. We are holding on daf Nun Gimel on Beis. We are at Ibayu Lahu, four lines, one, two, three, four, five lines from the end of the page on daf Nun Gimel on Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom. It's also sponsored by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives. It is also sponsored by BKNW, Lezecher Nishmas, Mordechai David ben Shmuel Chaim, our dear friend Davi Herman, Zichrono Levracha, Zeshama Shrav and Aliyah, and it is also sponsored, Lezecher Nishmas, Michal Pinchas ben Mordechai Halevi, Dr. Michael Frogel, Zichrono Levracha, his Neshama Shrav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So today's topic is going to be Chomesh. We know that when one is poda, a variety of things, not only Maaser Sheni, a variety of things, that one is supposed to be Mosif Chomesh. So we're going to learn some of the dinim about Mosif Chomesh. First, we're going to talk about how does one calculate a Chomesh? Is a Chomesh Milgav or is a Chomesh Milavar? Or put in other terms, is a Chomesh 20% or 25%? Then the Gemara is going to discuss if a person is poda Maaser Sheni and is not Mosif Chomesh, is that Ma'akev the Pidyon? Does the Pidyon work if he's not Mosif Chomesh? Then the Gemara is going to have, and we're going to suggest that maybe that's a subject of Machlokas Tanaim. The Gemara is going to have a long discussion about that. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether Chomesh could be Mischalel on Karka, meaning the Chomesh of a Pidyon Hegdish, because the halacha is that Hegdish cannot be Mischalel on Karka. If you're Mechalel Hegdish, it only works on Mitaltalin. So what about the Chomesh of Hegdish? Can you be Mischalel that on Karka? Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss secondary Chomesh when it comes to the Chomesh in a variety of different areas of Halacha that require a Chomesh, but particularly we're going to raise the Shaila about secondary Chomesh when it comes to Hegdish. If a person is Poda Hegdish, or he's Mosif Chomesh, Chumsha Tanan, or do we say Chumsha the Chumsha Lo Tanan? That Chomesh on top of a Chomesh, that maybe we don't say that. So the Gemara is going to bring both Tzadim of that suffix. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have a discussion why not to be Mosif Chomesh on Hegdish Sheni. What would be the Svara of the Hamizvi Shita of Rabbi Shimon Levi, that Al Hegdish Rishon were Mosif Chomesh, but on being Poda Hegdish Sheni, one is not Mosif Chomesh. So let's begin. Again, the entire daf is all about this concept of being Mosif Chomesh at the time of Pidyon. So let's begin. Ibayluhu. So they raise the following Shaila. When one is Poda Maaser Sheni, that belongs to himself. The halacha is, if you're Poda Maaser Sheni, it belongs to somebody else, you don't need to be Mosif Chomesh. If a person is Poda his own Maaser Sheni, though, so he knows he has to be Mosif Chomesh. How do we measure that Chomesh? Chumshu Milgav or Chumshu Milavar? Is the Chomesh what we would call 20%, one-fifth of whatever Maaser Sheni he has? Or is it Chomesh Milavar, which is 20% of the total once he's Mosif that Chomesh? So if he starts with $100 with the Maaser Sheni, it's going to be 25 extra dollars that is the Chomesh, because 25 is one-fifth of 125. So it's what we would call 25%. So says Gemara Amar Ravina Toshima, we'll bring a raya from a Mishnah Maseches Arachin that talks about being poda estei achuza. That the halacha is that if the makdish himself is poda the estei achuza, the guy who's makdish his own ancestral field is poda it, he needs to be Mosif Chomesh. If someone else is poda the estei achuza, he does not need to be Mosif Chomesh. So a bailim omrim ba'esrim, if the bailim is going to be poda for $20 worth, he's going to assess it for $20. V'kol adam ba'esrim, and anybody else also that wants to be poda, it will be $20. So a bailim kod min mepnei shem osiv chomesh will allow the bailim to be poda it, and he's going to have the inside track because he's going to be adding a chomesh. So the esrim that the bailim is saying is esrim plus a chomesh. So hegdish is going to benefit, meaning someone was makdish to stay achuzah. All this money, therefore, when you're poda it, is going to go to hegdish. So if two people are offering $20 for the field, or whatever, $20 million or whatever it is, that are offering the same, and one of them is the Bailim, then you know Hekdesh is going to benefit by getting an extra Chomesh. But Omar Echad Harei Alai Be'esrim Ve'echad, let's say someone else says who's not the Bailim that he's willing to pay 21. Bailim knows the Esrim V'sheish. The halacha is that the Bailim is going to have to pay 26, meaning the Esrim Ve'echad for the Keren, because the Bailim is not allowed to do less than the Keren that someone else is willing to pay in order that Hekdesh shouldn't lose out. And so he's got to give that Esrim Ve'echad that someone else is willing to pay. So it turns out, but you can't sell it to the guy who's offering the Esrim Ve'echad, because then Hekdesh is going to lose out on the Chomesh. So even though the Bailim is giving Esrim Ve'echad for the Keren, the Bailim gives a Chomesh of only 5, which is based on the Cheshbon of what the Bailim originally offered, not a Chomesh based on the Esrim Ve'echad that the other guy offered. And we're going to explain in the Mishnah why that's the case. So the Mishnah gives other examples of this basic concept. Let's say Esrim Vishnayim, the other guy wants to offer 22. Habailim Nosim Esrim Vesheva, then the Bailim gives again a Chomesh on top of his original offer of 20, but he also has to give the full 22 to match the other guy's offer. So his Chomesh is measured vis-a-vis his own original offer. The 22 he has to go and match the other fellow's offer. And if the other guy offered 23, the Bailim is going to give 28. 23 to match the Keren of the other fellow, plus the 5 for the Chomesh of his original offer. So it tracks, right? In each case, he's matching the Keren offer of the other fellow, and he's adding a Chomesh based on his original offer. So the Mishnah explains, why is it that the Chomesh always remains steady and it doesn't change based on the Keren? Chomesh is a percentage of, so you would think if the Keren changes, then the Chomesh is going to change, because that's what Chomesh means. Whenever you talk about a fraction or a percentage, it's always a fraction of, a percentage of, so it's of the Keren. L'fishen will even Chomesh al ilui shel zeh. The Bailim doesn't have to add a Chomesh on that which someone else runs up the price, even though it does require that he adds a Keren. You only add the Chomesh on the actual Keren that they themselves initially wanted to give. So Shema Mino, Chum Shemi Levar, Shema Mino. But look at what the number we're using for Chomesh. The original offer was 20, and we're saying a Chomesh of 20 is 5, not 4. So you see that Chomesh means 25%, not 20%. So says Gemara, well, this is already a machlokas tanoim. Kitanoi, there's a machlokas tanoim in a braisa where the chomesh is measured as chomesh mil gav or as chomesh mil var. The pasuk says, v'yosef chamishiso alav. So sheyehe hu v'chumsho chamisha. So that the keren plus the chomesh together will be 5, meaning a chomesh mil var. That the keren is four zuz, the chomesh is an additional zuz. So it turns out the Chomesh plus the Keren is 5 zuz. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. That's how Rabbi Yoshia learns the pasuk. Rabbi Yonasan Amar. Rabbi Yonasan says no. Chamishiso chumsho shel Keren. That it's 1/5 of the value of the Keren, which is another way of saying Chomesh mil gav. It's the way we normally talk about fractions, that it's 20% and not 25%. So that is a machlokas tanoim in the Braisa, even though the Raya from the Mishnah, Mesech Sarachin, seems to assume that the Mishnah takes Chomesh as 25% and not 20%. Okay, so now another shaila about chomesh. Ibay luhu chomesh ma'akev o eno ma'akev. When you give chomesh as you're being poda ma'aser sheni, is that ma'akev the pidyon or is it not ma'akev the pidyon? If a person is poda the pairs of ma'aser sheni for their exact value, and he doesn't add a chomesh, is the pidyon chal? Is he allowed to eat those pairs of ma'aser sheni now outside of Yerushalayim? It's just that he owes some money to the ma'aser sheni account that later on he's got to add a chomesh for the ma'aser sheni that he was poda. Or do we say no? The whole pidyon is held up until you add that chomesh, and there's still kedushas ma'aser sheni on the peros, meaning these peros will still need to be eaten in Yerushalayim, not just until you pull them, but until you add the chomesh to the pidyon. So you cannot eat them outside of Yerushalayim. The Ritva raises the question: How can we ask a question, even a shaila, whether chomesh is ma'akev or it's not ma'akev? There are many places in Shas, in Maseches Brachos, in Maseches Shabbos, in Maseches Erevin, all the first few Maseches in Shas, where it says says Meiser Sheni veHegdish Shniftu, and the Gemara says that the Chiddush is that even if you give a Keren, you didn't give the Chomesh, the Pidyon is going to be Chal, right? Where meaning whenever the Mishnah talks about being Mizamin, like in Brachos, on Meiser Sheni veHegdish Shniftu, that you make a Zimon on Meiser when you eat Meiser Sheni veHegdish Shniftu. Well, of course, Meiser Sheni veHegdish Shniftu is just another way of saying Chulin. It's just regular food. So of course you're going to, all the Halachos are going to apply to Meiser Sheni veHegdish Shniftu. So the Gemara always raises the question, what's the Chiddush of Meiser Sheni Shniftu, that it's going to have dinim of regular food? And the Gemara always says, oh, the Chiddush is, what if you were Podah, but you weren't most of Chomesh? So the Kamash Milan, the Mishnah is teaching me that it has a regular din of chulin food. It doesn't have a din of Meiser Sheni food or of Hegdish food. So that's what the Mishnayos say all over Shas. So if that's what they say all over Shas, what's the Hava mean to say that a Chomesh is Ma'akev? So the Ritva suggests that those Gemaras are somech on the Maskana of our Sugya over here, that Nesinas Chomesh is not Ma'akev. But the Mishnayos themselves are not Muchrach that's the answer. The only reason the Gemaras over there knew that that's the answer is because they already had this discussion, meaning the Amoraim didn't necessarily learn this in order, right? They had this discussion first, and it's only once they had this discussion first, then they were able to draw those conclusions. That's how the Ritva says. So anyway, so the Shaila is Chomesh Ma'akev or not? What are the tzadim of the suffix? Harba'a, barba'a, parik is ve'aknaf she'mos of Chomesh, that do we assume that that four is niftah for four, meaning that for equal value, but in addition to that, the poda has to be mosif on his own, an extra dinar as a chomesh on the pidyon, sa'al mechomesh lo ma'akev, which would mean the chomesh is not ma'akev. O dilma, arba b'chamisha parik v'chomesh ma'akev, or maybe no, maybe just the math of pidyon is that $4 worth of produce is niftah on $5 worth of cash. And that's it. That's just how pidyon works. And therefore, the whole thing's going to be ma'akev because he didn't have the pidyon. Tosos raises the question in the Gemara we're going to see in a couple of days from now. It's on Daf and Zayin. It says, if a person is mechal hegdish shava mana on a pruta, it's mechulal. So it's mistaver the same as shul gabi meiser, meaning if I take a large amount of hegdish value and I'm poda it on a small amount of money, so it's not even shava b'shava, I'm giving less money than the actual value, it's going to work. So mistaver, that same din is true by Meiser Sheni as well. So what's the makom for the suffix? Even if you say that the chomesh is considered a chelik of the part of the pidyon itself, and it's not just a penalty you add on at the end, but b'dieved, even if you're poda on less money, it's going to work. So for sure, if you're poda b'shavya, it's going to work. That's Tosos kashas. Tosos says that if a person says b'ferish that he's mechal perus meiser and their chomesh on a pruta, then in a chinami, it is mechulal. The suffix of the Gemara is where he doesn't mention the chomesh b'ferish. So in such a case, if he doesn't give an amount connected the chomesh, so we assume that his kavana is simply not to be most of the chomesh at all. Meaning if he says, yeah, I'm being poda this plus the chomesh on a pruta, and he gives a tiny little pruta, that's actually going to work with the evid. But if he just says, $4 produce, okay, good, so here's $4. So then we assume that he just didn't cheshbin the chomesh. So if the chomesh was not even a ola ala das, that's the shaila. Is it going to be ma'akiv or not? So says Gemara, let's try to bring a raya. Amar Ravina Toshima. We have a raya from a Mishnah in Meseches Demai. And Demai in the chomesh vein lo bir. A person's poda meiser sheni of demai does not need to add chomesh. Demai is, of course, produce that you purchase from Nama Aretz, where you don't need to be mafresh chuma gadola, but you do need to be mafresh the other maestros, because the Ami Aretz, there's a significant minority of Ami Aretz. It's not a majority, but a significant, if we're a majority, it would be a dinda araisa, but it's a significant minority of Ami Aretz that are not mafresh maestros. So you're going to have to be mafresh maestros again, but when you're poda Meiser Sheni of Demai, you don't need to add a chomesh. Vein lo bir, and it also doesn't have a din of bir maestro. So when the Zman Habir comes, Erev Pesach, the Zman Habir comes, right? That's the Zman. So when the Zman Habir comes, so you don't need to be Mevar Peros of Meiser Sheni of Demai from the world. You could just be Shomer them until you eat them in Yerushalayim. Torah says, "Miktzei shalosh shanim totzi es kol ma'aser tvas chab shana hi v'inachta b'sharecha." So the Mishnah Maseches Ma'aser Sheni says that it's erev Pesach of the fourth and the seventh year. There's a din of biur ma'asos. Oh, that's an amazing daf yomi coincidence. We're talking about biur ma'asos, mamash erev Pesach. So d'may ein lo chomesh ve'ein lo biur hakeren yesh lo. So the implication is that the yikar din of Ma'aser Sheni, it does have the kolzman that you're not poda the peros to eat them in Yerushalayim. You're gonna have to eat them in Yerushalayim, to eat them outside of Yerushalayim. You're gonna have to eat them in Yerushalayim. You can't just eat them where you are. My taima, why is it that the mai has the ikur din of Ma'aser Sheni but doesn't have the din that when you're poda you have to add a chomesh? It must be because keren de ma'akid b'dal raisa isa b'drabanan. The whole idea of being concerned about Ma'aser Sheni shel de mai is only a din midrabanan. So when it comes to those elements of the din of Ma'aser Sheni that they themselves are dinim d'oraisa, like the fact that you need to be pulled to the keren, yeah, then the chomesh midrabana, then midrabana will be concerned about it by demai. But chomesh to lo ma'akev d'oraisa, less of midrabanan, but chomesh which is not ma'akev on a d'oraisa level at all, meaning even on obviously it's a requirement midrabana because the Torah says it, but it's not ma'akev on a d'oraisa level. So then it's not going to be a problem midrabanan. Every time I come late to shul, my Zoom has a problem. So I was late this morning. So every time, I don't know. Okay, some tech person can maybe explain that to me. But I have to like be here for an hour before the Zoom works. So Karen Demakim Midaraisa. It's like a dead giveaway when I'm not prepared. Okay. So the chomesh, which is not ma'akev b'daraisa, is lasa b'drabanan. So the Gemara tries to be told of this in machlokas tanaim. So lema katanai, maybe this is subject to machlokas tanaim of whether the chomesh is ma'akev or not. Nasna as the keren b'lo nasa chomesh. Rabbi Lezer Omer Yochel. If you give the keren but not the chomesh, Rabbi Lezer says, okay, so you can eat the peros of ma'aser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Don't worry about the chomesh. Meaning, obviously, worry about it, but it's not the peros are fine. They're already chulin. Rabbi Shua Amar Lo Yochal. Rabbi Shua says, no, you can't eat these peros outside of Yerushalayim. You got to give the chomesh. So Amar Rabbi Nirin Divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'Shabbos. I think Rabbi Eliezer is correct. If you want to eat these on Shabbos, because of Kavod Shabbos, will allow you to eat these peros even if you haven't been mafresh the chomesh. V'Divrei Rabbi Shua b'Chol. But Rabbi Shua, we're going to follow during the weekday, and you're not going to be allowed to eat it until you could be most of the chomesh, which you could do at any moment during the week on Shabbos. You're not allowed to handle money, so you wouldn't be able to, and you're not allowed to be pulled to things. So midamer near the Rebbe Lazar b'Shabbos mechal de pligi afilu b'chol. From the fact that it says we pass like we're machria that we're going to paskin like Rabbi Eliezer on Shabbos, it sounds like the machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shua applies even on chol, applies even on a weekday. Midamer near the Rabbi Shua b'chol mechal de pligi afilu b'Shabbos. And from the fact that we say oh we'll paskin like Rabbi Shua when it comes to chol implies that Rabbi Shua would disagree on Shabbos and would say that it's even ma'akev on Shabbos. So they Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua disagree whether chomesh is ma'akev 7 days a week. So my love b'hasvar k'mifli. Rabbi Elazar savor chomesh lo ma'akev. Rabbi Shua savor chomesh ma'akev. Right? That's exactly the issue. Whether chomesh is ma'akev or not. So you see, it's machlokas tanoim. So Amar Papa lo. That is not what they are arguing about. Because really, de kulei alma, according to every Tana, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, Chomish lo ma'akev. On a Doraisa level, Chomish is not ma'akev, the pidyon, and someone who eats such ma'aser sheni outside of Yerushalayim before giving the Chomish is not going to get malchus. Normally, someone who eats peros of ma'aser sheni outside of Yerushalayim before there's any pidyon would get malchus because he's violating a pasuk of l'sucha lechol bishorecha ma'aser d'gan chavis rosh chavitzarecha, that there's an isser, you're not allowed to eat bishorecha, meaning outside of Yerushalayim, wherever you happen to live, the ma'aser sheni that you have. But if you were poda it without being mosif chomesh, everyone's going to agree there's no malchus because you're not in violation of the din min haTorah. The pidyon happened. Why then does Rabbi Eliezer say why does Rabbi Yeshua say that you can't eat it until you're mafresh the chomesh? Because they argue whether you have to be choshesh that maybe the podu is going to be posheya and he's not going to give the chomesh at some later time, that he's never going to give the chomesh. So Mar Savar Chashin L'Pshiusa, that Rabbi Yeshua holds, we're choshesh that maybe he's going to be posheya, and he's not going to be most of the chomesh even at some later time, and therefore you're not allowed to eat the peros until you go of the chomesh. Umar Savar Lo Chashin L'Pshiusa, and Rabbi Elazar holds that we're not choshesh for the negligence, the chom, we're not choshesh for that pshia, and therefore a person is allowed to eat the peros and ma'aser sheni right away. But on a daraisa level, everyone agrees it works, that the pidyon is going to work. So Rabbi Yochanan explains, when would it be, if they're in fact arguing about whether we're choshesh l'pshiusa or not, is there ever an example where everybody would agree that we're not choshesh l'pshia? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, hakol modim behekdish shechilel. Everyone's going to agree that if a person is mechalel hegdish for its value, and you didn't give the chomesh, that even Rabbi Yeshua is going to be moda, that the pidyon is going to be chal right away. And the chacham are not choshesh, that maybe you'll be posheya, and you're not going to give the chomesh la'achar zman. Hol v'gizbarin tovenos b'shuk. You're not going to forget, because you're going to run into the gizbarim every once in a while. Meaning, when you poda your own ma'aser sheni, so it's your own business, so it's between you and yourself. But when you're dealing with hegdish, there are people who are in charge of the hegdish funds, so they're always going to, you know, you haven't paid, a commitment to the shul, so the treasurer is going to see you every once in a while and say, you know, you made that commitment, you got to pay up. So the gizbar is always going to be on your case. You'll always run into him, so we don't have to worry about a person being posheya. So ask the Gemara, uba hegdish lo pligi, do they really not argue when it comes to hegdish? Vatanya, we have a brisa that brings machlokas tanoim about a person who's poda hegdish. Nasanes hakeren velo nasanes hachomesh. Let's say he gave the keren to the gizbar, but he did not give the gizbar the chomesh. Rabbi Eliezer omer chilel. Rabbi Eliezer says that the pidyon is chal and the hegdish becomes chulin. Vecham romem lo chilel, that the hegdish is not yotzei lechulin. So my Rabbi nirin divrei Rabbi Eliezer behegdish, that I think Rabbi Eliezer is correct, that the pidyon is going to be chal even without the chomesh when it comes to pidyon hegdish, because you have to be choshesh that the guy is going to be posheya and that he's not going to pay the chomesh, because after all the gizbarim are going to be after him. V'divrei chachamim b'maiser, but I think the chachamim are correct that the entire pidyon is not going to be chal until he pays the chomesh when it comes to pidyon maiser sheni, because then you have to be choshesh that maybe he's going to forget, he's not going to give the chomesh since there's no one that's going to be toveya the chomesh from him. Yeah, that's how we paskin, but it sounds midamar near and divrei Rabbi Eliezer behegdish mechal de pligi afilu b'maiser, from the fact that it says I'm going to paskin like Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to hegdish, sounds like Rabbi Eliezer is willing to argue even in a case of maiser that he's going to allow eating the peros prior to giving the chomesh, even by meiser. We'd come in to recham the meiser, mechal de inu pligia filu behegdish. And from the fact that it says we paskin like the chacham with meiser, by meiser, it sounds like the chacham would argue on Rabbi Shua, even when it comes to pidyon hegdish. And they hold the hegdish is not yotzei l'chulin if you don't give the chomesh. So it turns out that they disagree both by pidyon hegdish and by pidyon meiser. So how could Rabbi Yochanan hold that everyone is moda legabe hegdish, that the pidyon is going to be chal even without an asinus chomesh? Here you see it's beferish that they argue. Tosfos raises a question. Why does the Gemara ask? Because of the diuk on Rabbi Yochanan, you could have explained Rabbi as follows: that near in divrei Rabbi Eliezer li Rabbi Yoshua behegdish, because even Rabbi Yoshua is only nechlak by meiser. The Gemara does that all over the place, right? A lot of times the Gemara does not make this diuk that near when you say near in divrei this one, that mechlal that they argue. No, a lot of times the Gemara says near in divrei this one means near in divrei this one, even to his balplukta, even to the one that argues on him, it's near in Devarav. So he could have said the same thing over here. So Tosus writes that some have the girsa of nirin divrei Rabbi Eliezer behegdish v'nirin divrei chacham b'meiser. So once you have the word nirin twice, so behechruch you have to say that they argue both by hegdish and by meiser. Or some are goris in the brisa nasan lo es hakeren v'lo nasan lo es hachomesh. Lo means to the gizbar of hegdish. So it has to be that they argue even in Hegdish and not only in B'meiser, because the nusach of the case that they argue about was Nasan Lo. When it's Meiser Sheni, you're not giving it to him. There is no him. So it's got to be that they're arguing even in a case of Hegdish. That's what Tosos suggests to answer that kasha. Why didn't the Gemara just will say that nirin divrei means nirin divrei le, that the bar plukta even agrees with him. So anyway, because of this kasha, the Gemara brings Rabbi Yochanan in a slightly different format. Eli itmar hachi itmar. No, if Rabbi Yochanan said something, here's what he actually said. That Om Rabbi Yochanan kol modim b'shabbos behegdish shechilel. That on Shabbos, when you were poda hegdish, that it works. If a person is poda hegdish on Shabbos and he did not give a chomesh, so then the pidyon is going to be chal according to everyone, because there are two reasons to be mekel. Chada d'chsiv across the Shabbos oneg, that there's a mitzvah to be ma'anegas a Shabbos. So you have to allow him to eat the hegdish that he was poda. We're more motivated to be mekel over here. Va'od hol v'gzbar n'tovanos b'shuk. Plus it's hegdish where gzbar n'mar going to be toveh him, so you don't have to worry that he's going to forget to give the chomesh afterwards. So when you're mitzarif, both of those things, the tam of oneg Shabbos as well, everyone's going to be moda, the chomer not goes there, and the pidyon is going to be chal even before the giving of the chomesh. You see how seriously we take oneg Shabbos, that's a serious consideration in the halacha in terms of what we're going to allow for the pidyon. So it reminds me of the we discussed in the Maisa Hashem Haggada. He asks how it is that all the chum were allowed to stay up in Bnei Brak. Where's the Simchas Yom Tov? That it's a serious halacha consideration to stay up all night. You're not allowed to just stay up all night. It's going to rob you of your Simchas Yom Tov. So he has a mahalich. He has a teretz. But these are real concepts. Oneg Shabbos, Simchas Yom Tov. There's a question whether there's such a concept called Oneg Yom Tov. There's a sefer called Oneg Yom Tov. There's a question whether there's such a concept called Simchas Shabbos and Oneg Yom Tov. So anyway, Amar Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama says as follows. Hari Amru, the Gemara in Bukhara says, Hegdash ain't mischalal ala karka. Hegdash is not mischalal on karka. It's only mischalal on metaltalin. Terachmano Amar, v'nosna kesef v'kam lo. So kesef and not karka, we see. So chum shomau sheyischalal ala karka. What about the chomesh of pidyon Hegdash? Does that work like the keren that it can't be mischalal on karka? Or not? So, and we have a similar suffix by Truma. Truma, the halacha is, a person, a zar, eats Truma b'shogeg. Halacha is that ein mishtalemes ele min achulin, that the person who ate it, the zar who ate it, has to pay back for his achila from peros of chulin. And by giving that back, the shame Truma is going to be chal on those peros. He can't give money or begadim, because Truma can't be chal on money or begadim. Something can only be called Truma if it's peros. So, the Rachmana Amar, when it says that you give the Kohen the Kodesh, Tovar Roy Lios Kodesh, it has to be something that itself could have been Truma, so it's got to be Peros. However, can you give the Chomesh of the Truma not from Peros of Chulin, from money or from Begadim? It really doesn't mean Shalom and Achulin, it means Shalom and Peros of Chulin, right? Meaning the point is, can you use other Chulin items, Ma'os or Begadim, instead? Does it have the same din of Keren, which is limiting, that Keren is only from Peros, so does Chomesh also have that same din? And we could have the same suffix when it comes to Chil and Maiser Sheni. Maisrein mischal la simon, meaning whatever the limitations are by being pulled at different things, whether it be Hagdish, whether it be Truma, whether it be Maiser, do those limitations apply to the Chomesh as well? So Maisrein mischal la simon, Maiser cannot be mischal on a kesef that doesn't have a tzura. Drachmana amar v'tzarta kesef biyodechel the rabbis called a shishal of tzura. That teaches me that it has to be on a coin that has a tzura. So chum shomahu sheischal la simon, can Chomesh be mischal on a simon? Does it have the din like the Karen that's not mischal on? Somebody does not have a tzura, so skalgal milsa umatal kamei de Rava. The shayla came, all these shaylas, all three shaylas came to Rava. So amalahu, so Rava's told his talmidim, Amar kra alav l'rabos chumsho kamoso. That by all dinei chomesh it says alav, in all the pesukim about chomesh it says alav, and that tells me that the chomesh is like the keren itself legabe all the dinim. So when it comes to the hegdish, it means that it's got to be that it can't be on karka, and when it comes to the truma, it means that it's got to be with peros, and when it comes to the meisah sheni, it means that it's got to be on kesef sheish lov tzura. Whatever the dinim are of the keren of that item is going to apply to the chomesh as well. So Gemara says, "I'll bring you a raya." Amar Ravina, Afanami, Tanina. We have a mishnah, Maseches Trumos. Hagonev Truma. If someone steals truma from a kohen, v'lo achala, but he hasn't yet eaten the stolen truma, and now he's giving back the truma. Mishalim tashlumi kefel, he pays kefel like a ganav, regular ganav, where the halacha is there's a kanas in the Torah that you pay kefel. So in addition to the truma that he's returning to the kohen, he has to pay 100% of its value in addition to that. So demei truma, as he's got to pay that with the value of the demei truma, meaning based on what the truma was worth, on, you know, its marketable value. So achola, but if he ate the truma that he stole, let's say he ate a bishogeg, he didn't realize that it was truma. He just saw, you know, some delicious food. He saw a delicious salad. He just figured he was going to eat it, and it turns out that it was truma. So mishalim shnei karanim v'chomesh. He pays keren twice, like a ganav who pays kefel. Plus, he has to pay a chomesh like anyone who eats truma b'shogeg. And it has to be as follows. Keren v'chomesh min achulin. A keren and chomesh that he pays has to be from chulin, from pairs of chulin that are masukan, that are roi to have been truma. A keren d'mei truma. And then the second keren could be money of truma. It doesn't have to be actual pairs. It could be money. Ooh, shema mino, chum shel kamoso. From the fact that the keren v'chomesh has to be pairs, sounds like the chomesh has to be whatever the keren has to be. Otherwise, we should have said that one keren is just peiros, plus the other keren, and the chomesh could be with money, could be with cash. No, we didn't allow that. The chomesh has to also be with peiros, because that's the din of truma when you're being pulled at truma. So shema, when you're paying back truma, so shema mina chum shel kamoso. We see chum shel kamoso shema mina. So we see that Rava is correct that the din of the chomesh is the same as the din of a keren. Okay, another shaila about chomesh. Amar Rava gabe gezel chomesh that the Torah is mechayev a person for stealing. A person steals and then he denies for having stolen and he swore falsely to that denial and then later he's moda. So ksiv, the pasuk says v'chamishisav Yosef alav that he has to add in Lashon Rabbim that he has to add chomeshes. So it sounds like that sometimes a person pays more than one chomesh utnan. So we have a Mishnah Maseches Baba Kamma that there is a case where a person pays more than one chomesh. A person steals from someone else, he denies it, he swears falsely, then he's moda, so he has to pay keren v'chomesh. So nasan lasa keren, he pays up the keren v'nishpa lo al chomesh, and then he, after he gives the keren, the gazlan says, I already paid you the chomesh. I don't have to pay the chomesh again, and he swears that he already paid the chomesh. And then afterwards, he comes back and he's moda. I lied. I didn't really pay the chomesh. I had only paid the keren. So now the halacha is harezad. This gazlan has to return the chomesh that he denied, but most of chomesh al chomesh. He has to add another chomesh to the chomesh that he denied, and that would keep going if he keeps on doing that. If he keeps on trying that trick, right, that would keep on going. You'd have to add a chomesh to the chomesh to the chomesh to the chomesh, right. It would keep on happening. So adchi ismayin takeren pachs mishav pruta up until the point where the keren is going to be pachs mishav pruta. Then there's not going to be a din of being mosef chomesh anymore. So gabe truma ksiv, where the chomesh that the Torah is mechayiv when it comes to truma, if you ate truma b'shogeg, it says ish ki yochal kodesh bishkaga v'yosef chamishiso alav. So it says a lashon yachid, not a lashon rabim, like it did by Gezel, right? It says chamishiso, not chamishisav. So utnan, we have a mishnah maseches trumos in the sixth parak of trumos that there's a way that a person is going to have to pay multiple chomeshes, and that's the following. Hochel truma b'shogeg, if a person eats truma b'shogeg, mishalim keren v'chomesh. So certainly you pay the keren and the chomesh. Echad ha'ochel, whether a person ate truma, v'echad ha'shosa, or whether a person drank truma, v'echad ha'sach, or whether he anoints his skin with truma. The halach is that sicha kishtia, and shtia has the same din of achila. How do I know shtia has the same din as achila? Because the pasuk says v'achaltu l'fnei Hashem elokecha ma'aser d'gancha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha. So tirosh and yitzar is a reference to wine and oil. So you can't eat wine and oil, you drink wine and oil, and yet the Torah uses the term achila. How do I know sicha has a din of shtia? It's a pasuk in Tehillim that v'tavu kamayim bikirbo ukesh Shemen ba'atzmosav, that we compare mayim bikirbo, that when one ingests water, like shemen ba'atzmosav, to anointing one's skin with oil. So if a person is mevar truma min ha'olam in some other way, not al yidei achila or shtia or sicha, he doesn't have to be mosav chomesh to the value of the truma, because the pasuk says v'ish ki yochal kodesh bishkaga v'yosav chamishiso alav. So the chazal darshan ki yochal prat lemazik, that someone who's just mazik truma, or just destroys truma, doesn't have to be most of chomesh. Only when it's achila, when it's shtia, when it's sicha, because achila, shtia, and sicha all have the same din. So that's only when it comes to truma, the Ritva writes that we have a din that sicha and shtia are the same. But when it comes to other things that are also about achila and shtia, they're mutar b'sicha rechitza. If someone is sach b'shumen or nevela, someone like b'shumen chazir or nevela, even though that might be the derech hana'a to use it to make soaps out of various animal fats, so if sicha is really kishtia, then you wouldn't be allowed to, you need a hechsher on soaps. You need to make sure that soaps have a hechsher, that it's not made out of animal fats. There are rishonim that hold that way. Bir Halacha even suggests maybe to be machmir that way, but most rishonim assume not that way. That sicha kishtia is a din in truma, it's not a din in any isra achila. But anyway, so if a person needs truma b'shogi, he's mishalim kerem v'chomesh. Echad ochel v'echad shos v'echad asaf. Echad truma tahor v'echad truma tamea, mishalim chumsha v'chomesh chumsha. You pay the chomesh, and there's a way of chomesh on the chomesh as well. If he paid the chomesh to the keren he paid the keren and the chomesh to the kohen for having eaten, and then there's a din truma now on that payment, and then he eats that bishogeg, he eats that chomesh bishogeg that he had given to the kohen. Now he has to pay back that plus an additional chomesh. But when it comes to ma'aser sheni, lo michtav ksiv v'lo mislatana, we don't find any pasuk nor any mishnah that's meramis to a chomesh. And there was no suffix ever about it, because there's no remez in the pasuk and there's no chiddush of the chachamim that there's such a din of a secondary chomesh when it comes to ma'aser sheni. When it came the chomesh of stealing from someone else, so that's mufurish in the pasuk. Chamishisav, plural. When it comes to truma, the chachamim at least talk about it. It's a mishnah, but by meiser, it's not anything. Gabe hekdish ksiv, the chomesh that it talks about by pidyon hekdish, v'mamakdish yigalus peisov yasav chamishisav chamishis kesef erkecha utnan. And the mishnah says the mishnah says in tomorrow's daf, hapodes hekdish mosav chomesh chumshetnan chumshchadush chum. So we have beferish that it's a chomesh and not a chomesh on top of a chomesh. So my, what would be the din of a person's poda his house from Rishus Hagdish, and he gives Karen v'chomesh, and now he wants to go and be mechalal that chomesh that he on money or some other object? Does he need to add another chomesh on that? So gabi truma, when it comes to truma, the reason that you have to add a chomesh on the chomesh, even though the pasuk says it in lashon yachid and not in lashon rabim, is because ksiv v'yasaf, it says v'yasaf. So it sounds from the Yasaf that there's some additional level of Chomesh. Gabi Kodesh Nami Yoksiv V'Yasaf. By Kodesh also says V'Yasaf. And therefore maybe there should be this extra Chomesh by Kodesh. Odilma Gabi Truma Ksiv V'Yasaf. By Truma it says V'Yasaf. And the Os Vav is extra. It's V'Yasaf. So you shakalta le Vav de V'Yasaf. So havi le Chamishisav. If you take that Vav and you put it on the word Chamishisav, it would now say Chamishisav. So as if there are multiple chomeshes. Gabe hegdish ksiv v'yasaf chamishis. Alpha gav the chishkat le'levav the v'yasaf v'shadis le'al chamishis. So if you were to take that extra vav in v'yasaf and put it on the word chamishis, sof havle chamishis. So it's still not going to be a plural word. It will still be only singular, and therefore it's not going to be a raya to anything that there's an extra chomesh. So Gemara says, what's the shayla even over here? V'tepik le'dave hegdisheni. We could be poshing the suffix because the chomesh is not hekdish on its own right, it's hekdisheni. It was nifta because of some other hekdish. From Rabbi Shimon Levi, and Rabbi Shimon Levi taught us that a hekdish rishon mosif chomesh, al hekdisheni ain mosif chomesh. That you're only mosif chomesh for hekdish rishon, you're not mosif chomesh on hekdisheni. So it turns out that even if a person is going to go back and be poda the keren that he was mechala the hekdish on, he's not going to be mosif chomesh. So kol shkein is not going to be mosif chomesh on the chomesh, even on the keren that he's pulled to the hekdesh, he's not going to be mosif a chomesh. So for sure, not on the chomesh from the original pidyon, he's not going to be mosif chomesh. Samlei Rav Papi LeRavina, Hachi Amar Rava, chomesh kitchilas hekdesh dami. Chomesh has a din like Tchilas Hegdish, like the original Hegdish, and not like secondary Hegdish, because the person is not Mechal Hegdish on the Chomesh. He's only Mosif that to the value of the Pidyon. So therefore, even though it's true, when you go back to be pulled to that Keren, that's Hegdish Sheni. That you're not going to have to be Mosif Chomesh on. But when you go back to be pulled to that Chomesh was never in exchange for Hegdish. That Chomesh was always, that's brand new to Hegdish. That was never in exchange for something. That was an add-on afterwards. And therefore, there's still makom to have a suffix whether you're Mosif Chomesh in such an instance. So my Havila, so what's the din about this suffix? Amar Rav Tavyumi Mishmei Dabai Amar Kra V'yosef Chamishisiv Kesef Chamishis, rather Kesef Erkecha. Maki Chumsho L'Kesef Erko. We make a hekesh between the Chomesh and the actual value of the hekesh, meaning the Keren itself. Ma Kesef Erko Mosef Chomesh Av Kesef Chumsho Nami Mosef Chomesh. That just like Kesef Erko you're Mosef Chomesh, so too the Chomesh, you're also Mosef Chomesh on top of that Chomesh. So the Gemara is now going to return to the discussion about Hekdesh Sheni, that Gufa Amr Rabbi Shimon Levi Al Hekdesh Rishon Mosef Chomesh, I'll have to sheni ain Mosef Chomesh. So I'm of my time with Rabbi Shimon Levi. Where does he get this? That you're not Mosef Chomesh and have to sheni. Amakrav v'mamaktish yigalas beso hamaktish v'lo matfis. That only someone who's maktish is Mosef Chomesh, but not a matfis. Meaning if Pidias Hekdesh Rishon, the kedusha came about on this money only because you were poda Hekdesh Rishon with that, then you're not going to have to be Mosef Chomesh on that. Okay, Belsham, tomorrow we'll pick up with Tani Tana Kamei the Rabbi Lazar toward the bottom of Nun Dalet on Beis. Everyone have a wonderful day. Chag Kosher v'sameach. Be well. Take care. Kosher v'sameach. You too. Take care, everyone. Sorry for the Zoom troubles.